Well, we're good here. You about ready, bro?
You know, I am. I am. Yeah, go ahead. Let her rip.
All right.
What the hell was that?
Oh, man. And I thought today was going to be a good day.
Oh, God. Please tell me that isn't Timo.
Well, this should be good.
Good morning, big guy. Is, everything okay?
What's he saying, bro?
Well, apparently, he doesn't like the off-brand toothpaste we got him. Timo, I know you like that Limburger onion raccoon toothpaste, but we have to order that from Germany. And you know, because of the tariffs...
Trump? Oh, boy.
Well, yeah. See, Trump is putting tariffs on, well, everyone. Every country is affected, and yes, it's stupid.
That's putting it mildly.
So, it means that countries have to pay a tax on goods brought into the U.S., like your favorite toothpaste, which means those products now cost more.
A lot more.
Which means stores are no longer carrying certain products because they cost too much to bring into the country. So,
we had to order an off brand of your toothpaste from Utah.
Utah?
Oh, boy.
Well, that went a lot better than I expected.
Oh, I see. You think that's the end of it?
A guy can dream, can't he?
Fuse Box.
Anyway, folks, this is Fuse Box 266. Orange Lives Matter. And you really might want to start looking for the nearest exit.
Might I suggest a 13th floor window? Or even higher, perhaps?
You know, it's not the fall that gets you.
It's the sudden stop at the end. Hello, friends, and welcome in to this, the 266th sexy edition of Fusebox, truthfully titled Orange Lies Matter, which, I dare say, should be self-explanatory.
Right, but only to about half the damn population, unfortunately. Specifically, the smart half.
True. I'm your intermediate substitute replacement only until a proper stand-in can be located. Host, Mark Rose, and over there, grumbling into his bowl of oatmeal, the ever-ebullient Monarch of the mix, Milt Caines, everybody.
Yeah, and you know, it looks like that smarter half is making some noise, bro.
Yeah, you mean the hands-off and the recent 50-51 demonstrations?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, indeed. And keep up the good and necessary work, friends, because this is a very, very important component of the mechanism needed to fight these absolutely insane attempts to destroy our more fragile than ever democracy.
And everything else we stand for. I mean, we got flack a while back for saying that things were shaping up out there to look like a fat fascist wannabe dictator was getting close to make bad shit happen. We kept saying, vote like your freedom is at stake. Well, here we are.
Sometimes it's not hyperbole, friends. Unfortunately.
Yeah, sometimes a thing is exactly what it is.
Yeah, we're truly at that point, Mr. Caines. These protests around the country...
The world, bro!
Yeah, around the globe. They're demonstrating a crystal clear sentiment. One like...
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window... Open it and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
That never gets old.
Nope. Seems to become more relevant each passing year. Peter Finch there, in Paddy Chayefsky's immortal film, Network. Well, more on all this activity in a bit. As well as a rather brilliant and very well thought out letter detailing action steps... That's attributed to some former Republicans we know.
Speaking of, did you catch that footage of Grassley in Iowa being read the riot act by his own constituents?
Yeah, you mean 973-year-old Chuck Grassley? Yeah, he was raked over the coals at his ill-advised town hall meeting with folks there wanting to know how the hell a Maryland resident was deported without due process.
'Cause what? They didn't like his hat?
Yeah. Evidently, that Chicago Bulls hat is a big red flag to ICE brigaders. But yeah, Iowa. Bright red Iowa. And we're seeing this kind of blowback all around the country in very conservative, very red states. It's rather telling.
You know, that got me wondering if Mr. Confess and Project didn't actually steal the 2024 election himself, you know?
Time will tell, Mr. Caines. More to come, friends, as we've got a new Grindhouse Minute from our good buddy 42nd Street Pete. This one, almost as weird and sleazy as the current administration. And we take a look at the legal landscape and a list of things our state representatives can enact now. So, stay with us, if you dare.
Or even if you don't, do it anyway.
Oh, he thinks that big money like his can get away with anything.
Friends, I just wanted to once again take a moment to tell you about a genuine labor of love from Fusebox contributor and just all-around decent chap, 42nd Street Pete, Grindhouse Resurrection Magazine. Well, in the first issue of GR, Pete does a fabulous job of retelling that first time he discovered what is commonly referred to as Euro horror, way back in 1965 when films like these played in real theaters and not on flickering TV sets at midnight or Saturday afternoons. Yeah, titles like The Awful Dr. Orloff, Lady Frankenstein, or even Terror Creatures from the Grave, where a youngster could spend an entire day in these theaters having the time of their lives. And as Pete writes, despite what you might think, be in an even safer place to experience them than today. Pick up a copy of Grindhouse Resurrection Magazine today. There's a link in the show description to do just that.
Guy.
God, I hate these Monday morning meetings. Seriously, is there ever a decision made?
Never is so much said with so little meaning than at a Monday morning meeting.
I wonder what the buzzword of the month will be this week. Oh, our fearless leader is about to speak.
Good morning, people. It's a very busy week this week. What with people being busy with what they have to do this week. So let's all get busy and busy ourselves with the business at hand by rolling up our sleeves and doing a deep dive into the business at hand for the busy week ahead. Let us circle back and blue sky this paradigm shift by leveraging our bandwidth to drill down on the low-hanging fruit, but only if we can move the needle without boiling the ocean. At the end of the day, we need to disrupt the synergy of our core competencies and pivot the deliverables into a thought leadership ecosystem that aligns with our key performance vegetables. So, let's touch base with our target audience and other key demographics to buy into our initiative and then generate a high-octane game changer to maximize our ROI on the bleeding edge of value proposition. Now, let's all get busy, shall we? People?
Go!
Get away from me, why? That's not... Your paradigm shifting me! My eye! That's my good eye! For humanity!
The world's hottest new golf course is Greenland, where it's so white, you'll never find your balls. TheFuseBoxShow.com.
Alrighty, friends, as many know by now, including Timo earlier, we had a roller coaster ride of tariff impositions of late.
Which made exactly nobody happy and tanked the economy. Nice going, Trump, you fat fucking fascist.
As you may know, there was this chart created to show the various countries affected by these new tariffs, and a couple of them were kind of...
stupid?
Well, underthought, at the very least.
Yeah, I heard this chart was using that AI chat thing, which basically means they just pulled it out of their ass.
There were a couple of countries on that list that made no sense, and one in particular, Madagascar, was downright incensed by the notion. I know, because I spoke to a representative of a group of concerned Madagascar natives, and he had this to say.
Yikes! Another critter from your personal pet wish list, bro?
That, my portly pal, was the very distinguished spokesperson for the Coalition of Concerned Lemurs. They are not happy at all with the tariffs on exporting vanilla bean. And they don't even like vanilla.
Lemurs.
Yeah. Ringtails unite. There is a call to action right now, Mr. Gaines.
We get vanilla from Madagascar?
Yeah, and Mexico.
I thought it came in a bottle.
Well, I'm sure the penguins on that other remote island where there are actually no people living are pretty torqued off, too. Where are they going to get money to pay for the tariffs on the things they don't actually export because there was no one actually living there?
I think RFK Jr.'s brain worm affliction is contagious. Has to be.
It's pretty maddening. But you know what? There is a letter circulating around out there, recently written by Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, that points the way to solving a lot of these disastrous executive orders and outright unconstitutional acts of lawlessness that we're all having to suffer through at the moment. I just want to highlight a few things from this letter. And friends, It opens like this. Dear Democrats, I need more from you. You keep sending emails begging for $15 while we're watching fascism consolidate power in real time. This administration is not simply a different ideology. It's a coordinated authoritarian machine with the Supreme Court, the House, the Senate, and the executive pen all under its control. And you? You're still asking for decorum and donations. What the fuck? That won't save us. I don't want to hear another polite floor speech. I want strategy. I want fire. I want action so bold it shifts the damn news cycle, not fits inside one. Every time I see something from the DNC, it's asking me for funds. Surprise! Those of us who donate don't want to keep sending money just to watch you stand frozen as the Constitution goes up in flames, shaking your heads and saying,
"Well, there's not so much we can do. He has the majority."
I call bullshit. If you don't know how to think outside the box, if you don't know how to strategize, if you don't know how to fight fire with fire, what the hell are we giving you money for? Some of us have 2 or 3 advanced degrees. Some of us have military training. Some of us know what coordinated resistance looks like. And this ain't it. Yes, the tours around the country? Nice. The speeches? Nice. The clever congressional clapbacks? Nice. That was great for giving hope. Now we need action. We have to stop acting like this is a normal presidency that will just time out in 4 years. We're not even at day 90. And look at the chaos. Look at the disappearances. Look at the erosion of the judiciary, the press, and our rights. If you do not stop this, we will not make it 1,460 days. So, here's what I need from you right now.
Wow, bro. Just wow.
Indeed, Mr. Keynes. The letter goes on to detail in cogent, clear, and may I say, cogently clear as well as clearly cogent ways.
They are cogent. Clearly.
Yes, indeed. Care for some how-to examples, friends? How about this? Number one, form an independent civilian-powered investigative coalition. I'm talking experts, veterans, whistleblowers, journalists, watchdog organizations. Deputize the resistance. Build a real-time archive of corruption, overreach, and executive abuse. Make it public. Make it unshakable. Let the people drag the rot into the light. If you can't hold formal hearings, hold public ones. If Congress won't act, let the country act. This isn't about optics. It's about receipts. Because at some point, these people will be held accountable. And when that day comes, we'll need every name, every signature, every illegal order, every act of silence documented. You're not just preserving truth. You're preparing evidence for prosecution. The more they banish people and weaponize data, the more we need truth in the sunlight. And let me just tell you, there's a lot more, and we'll post this open letter on the Fusebox website in the new news section for you to read in its entirety, because it is well worth the read, friends. You know, if you support things like democracy, fairness, and enlightenment. Just saying.
The show for everybody, but not everybody will like it. TheFuseBoxShow.com.
And speaking of sleazy and smarm-soaked, on 42nd Street Pete's Grindhouse Minute, Pete covers a film that is almost as depraved as Stephen Miller. Almost. No, actually...
Yeah, that's a high bar of loathsome, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Pete's covering a gem from 1973 that I personally have never seen, but heard, you know, things about. So take it away, Pete.
It started as a simple crime, the Candy Snatchers. For them, it was a new beginning. For her, it was the beginning of the end. Three losers who wanted to lead the good life, the Candy Snatchers. They'd do anything to get there.
Jack! Oh, please don't put me back in the hole!
The Candy Snatchers.
And now it's time for another Grindhouse Minute with 42nd Street Pete.
All right, here's a grindhouse moment that's really sleazy and creepy and perverse from 1973, something called the Candy Snatchers. And it had an ad campaign similar to Last House on the Left thing. Keep repeating, it's only a movie, it's only a movie. Well, it seems that these three lowlifes decide to kidnap this young girl, played by Susan Sennett, who became one of Ozzy's girls on TV. And basically, they abducted her because her parents were rich or something like that, and they buried her alive with this tube coming out of a box to keep her going. And it got really messed up because when they went to the father to get the ransom, he laughed at him, saying that her dead is going to be worth more to him than her alive, because if she dies, he inherits the whole thing. So there's a bunch of really sleazy shit going on. Like one guy sort of, I think, rapes her because why should she die a virgin? She should experience it. And then there's another really weird little subplot going on with this autistic kid whose mother's abusing him. And then toward the end, it's like everybody fucking dies, like Sid Haig says, except the kid shows up and the girl's still buried alive and he don't know it. And the kid picks up the gun. You hear his mother screaming and yelling for him to come home. And then you see the kid wander off, and then you hear the gunshot. And that's the end of the film. Really sleazy. You know, obviously you've never seen some of these things, so you have to check this out. I believe it's still available, though. That's the Candy Snatchers from 1973. That's our Grindhouse Minute for today.
This has been another Grindhouse Minute with 42nd Street Pete.
Jiminy Christmas crickets. I'm going to need several showers after watching that thing. And I'm talking Ajax and steel wool showers, bro. Might even take a bathtub full of gasoline and a match to ever feel clean again.
Yeah, it's gritty.
Gritty? Dude, 24 grit sandpaper is gritty. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Liz Cheney are gritty.
Very true. And hey, looks like there really is a Blu-ray release of the Candy Snatchers available from Vinegar Syndrome. So I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. Oh, and there also appears to be a print on archive.org. Although I'm not sure for how long.
The floor of a men's room in a Greyhound bus depot is gritty. No, thanks, bro. No, thanks. I'm good. Scarred for life, but good.
And with that candy-snatching thought, we'll call it a show. But not before thanking our sweet and sour contributors on this edition of Fusebox, Jeff Pollard, Gregory Wilson, and 42nd Street Pete for answering the call in times of utter upside-downness. Thanks as well to the Deacon of Decibels, Milt Keynes, for fluffy soft audio technical assistance and tasty co-producery goodness.
A true slice, bro. And folks, you too can become a huge, throbbing member of the Fusebox extended family by heading on over to our Patreon page and signing up.
Free swag, early access to shows, and surprises galore await you now.
It's like being on a signal chat with the Secretary of Defense.
For a limited time only, your mileage may vary.
Apply. apply to affected area only. Folks, that's patreon.com/thefusebox show. Oh, and be sure to check out the Fusebox store at thefuseboxshow.com.
Thanks as well to our friends at Grindhouse Resurrection Magazine for their continued support. Find out all about them at 42ndStreetPete.net. And thanks most importantly to you, friends, for pushing play on this episode. We greatly appreciate your aural indulgence.
Wait, what?
Never mind. I have been your melt-in-your-mouth, not-in-your-hands host, Mark Rose, saying until our next cartoon.
Seriously, did you say oral? Well, really, it sounded like...